Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, September 29th. We are glad you are here. We are glad it is Friday, and we are glad to be able to talk predictions with you for WWE's NXT's No Mercy that is coming to you tomorrow, and AEW WrestleDream that is coming to you Sunday. So we are very excited to talk to you about that. But as we start every show, Maggie, how are you?
Rob, I ate a buttload of macaroni before the show, and I'm regretting it immensely right now. as I mentioned to you off the air, I know no boundaries when it comes to food, because that's a whole different story. I'm not going to go into lengths about it, but whatever the amount of food there is in front of me, I have to eat it.
I understand.
Yeah, and there's this thing that you need to, you know, lower the amount of, you know, food that you eat, just, you know, the portions, just cook smaller portions. I don't do that because I don't eat anything throughout the entire day, and then I go home and pig out. So I just pig out. So that's, you know.
I understand. Well,
am I cutting off again?
For a second, but you're okay.
Sure.
But guys, we have a big show for you planned today. But get in those super chats and humper chats. We will read your statements or questions on the air. We have a lot to talk about. But Maggie, first, we want to celebrate one of our friends who got a big announcement that he got to announce today. And if you want to tell everybody what that was.
Okay, listen. Tom Campbell from Cultaholic, our close personal friend, Tom Campbell from Cultaholic. We're just so incredibly happy for him because he will be announcer for the Impact show at Newcastle.
Yeah, in for Coventry. Both shows. Yep.
Yeah, for both shows. I am so incredibly happy for this because you will find no one more best suited for the job. We adore Tom so incredibly much. And if you're not familiar with Tom Campbell's work, please, you need to familiarize yourself because he's one of the sunshines in wrestling media, if I can express myself this way. Just such an amazing energy. He always lights up the room, okay? Like, he has amazing humor, and he knows what he's doing, and he understands wrestling, and he has a wonderful wrestling mind. Also, he's just a huge sweetheart, okay? Like, no one more best suited. I am so happy for Tom. I did not see this, but you did send me the tweet. And I'm so excited. Like, congratulations to Tom. We're so happy for him. And I hope that this gets to be a stepping stone for him and he gets to do this more often, because whenever you just hear Tom's voice, you're just incredibly happy. He just has that energy in his voice alone.
So you didn't see who was there to tell him that then?
No, I did. Like, you said, what?
Joe Hendry. That told him, like, handed him like the piece of paper that announced it. He was there, like, in the.
Well, I believe in Joe Hendry. Okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, we do now for more than ever. Yeah, I mean, we did already, but. So yeah.
I'm so happy. Like, Jesus, this is going to be so awesome.
Yep. There is video, like Soupy said, but we do have a super chat from our good friend Ryan Sullivan, who will be joining us. Hopefully, he will join us, I believe, on Sunday for sure. For the AW pre-show on Fightful Select, maybe tomorrow as well for the NXT pre-show. But he says, Ryan Sullivan says, hey, it's the highlight of my Friday. You two are wrestle dreamboats. Well, thank you, my friend.
No, you are a wrestling dreamboat, Ryan. You are just so wonderful to all of us. Please be like Ryan and send us your super chats and Humper Chats at humperchats.com. Please support our show. And also, please like the video. It helps us a lot.
So some big news happened this past week on Tuesday, I believe it was. ESPN reported it second after Sean Ross Sapp did that. Jay Cargill has officially signed with WWE. Shout out to ESPN's writer that did shout out Sean Ross Sapp for was the first to report it. But you know how WWE is; they like to do that. Give it to the big people, the big media people. So,
yeah, well, like you sent me the tweet and that ESPN reported that Jade has officially signed with WWE. And the thing I will never forget is because it was so funny. Like I laughed at my own response to you because like I just said ESPN eye roll. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Like ESPN did. But I get it. I get why WWE would like ESPN to report that. It's a good thing because if they said, as Fightful Select reported, Sean will never hear the end of it. Like, you're in the bad pockets of this.
No, well, he's going to get that either way. Like, I mean.
Yeah, but like it would have been worse because we hate trolls that are, you know, WWE diehards, but they're really big weirdos who are really into AEW.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes both ways. So, Jay Cargill, what do you think?
I'm excited for her. She seems like she's doing something she wanted to do, so great for her. That's the thing that people need to realize more than anything is these wrestlers, as much as we love them, they don't owe us a thing. So they got to do what's best for them. So hypothetically, if Edge shows up in AEW this weekend, WrestleDream, if he ends up going to AEW, good for him. He's doing what he wants to do. As long as the wrestler's happy, as long as they're healthy, happy, and they're doing what's best for them, that's all we can ask for. Will it be weird to see him in a different organization? Absolutely. Is it going to be weird to see Jade Cargill in a WWE ring? Absolutely. It is what it is. But as long as they're happy, that's all that matters in the long run. Their fans are going to follow them. In the long run, you look at CM Punk. CM Punk got his fans to come back, and they watched AEW. If CM Punk goes back to WWE, they're going to go back to watching WWE. You know, it doesn't matter. In the long run, like, Edge is always going to be part of WWE. Like, he might be in AEW for a few years, but it's not going to be forever. He's going to be a member of the Hall of Fame again, or like he's always going to be a member of the Hall of Fame. So it's one of those things. I don't understand. I get why people they get emotionally tied to it. And I understand that part, that they get emotional about it, or they have an emotion. Like I'm trying to, they get connected to it. I get that. There's a point where it gets unhealthy though, because people, like I saw somebody the other day that said, how could he turn his back on WWE? No, he didn't turn his back. He filled his contract. He did what he said he would. And now he's doing, if WWE wanted to keep him, they would give him the money that he wanted. Bryan Danielson, if they wanted him more, like really bad, they would have kept him. They would have given him the money not to leave. The same goes for Chris Jericho way back in the day. It is what it is. They want to do what's best for them. Even if they match the money or they get less or more, they want to do what's best for them. And that's what matters the most. The wrestler does what's best for them. And we just need to remember that.
I think. So you said a lot of things that I forgot my response to because like I'm that person. But the thing is, AEW has been around for almost 4 years, right? Yeah, almost 4 years.
Yeah.
And we've seen a lot of people from WWE go to AEW. Mm-hmm. The only person we've seen from AEW was Cody. And now this is Jade. So people aren't used to, because fans of AEW were always, oh yeah, of course they're going to come here because like it's better here and they're going to get opportunities here and everything. But now it's both ways. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like people from AEW are going to go to AEW as well as, you know, the other way around.
Yeah.
So this is probably why people are flipping out so much. I understand. I get it. It's weird for people because I mentioned this on our show last week. Jade Cargill is as AEW original as AEW original can get. This is the only wrestling she's ever done. This is like Bianca Belair going to AEW.
Yeah, it'd be weird to see, but it's going to happen. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. It is going to be weird. But this only means more opportunities for people. And if I understand that people will support the company and not the wrestlers, I understand that. This is their way of thinking and their way of enjoying wrestling. I'm okay with it as long as they're not being weird on the internet. I mean, it took for Kenny Omega to tweet this out. Like, he did so himself. And we understand how rarely this happens, because when you know that something really weird is happening on Twitter, if Kenny Omega has to say something about it. Because, like, he's being so ridiculously quiet throughout so many things that has happened on wrestling Twitter. So for him to speak out,
yeah,
that's, you know, it's really bugging the guy.
Yeah.
So the thing that WWE did, they rolled out the red carpet for Jade. And this is what you do. This is how you do it. Even if people have no idea who Jade is, now they know, because they made it a big deal. Like wrestlers from the company were welcoming her. They were tweeting about her. This is how you do it. And I'm just so happy.
Yeah.
Because... yeah, absolutely. Whether we'll see her in NXT or the main roster, we're going to talk about it more when we talk about our NXT predictions.
Yep.
But this is an exciting time for us as wrestling fans, people who enjoy women's wrestling and wrestling as in general. Because Jade, if you don't know who she is, look how she looks. She looks like a star. She walks like a star. She presents herself like a star. So I cannot wait to see what they do with her. And yeah. I cannot wait for what she does in the ring in NXT, because it's going to be a different feel, I'm sure.
Yeah. Some other news. WWE will have both Raw and SmackDown on... and I might butcher this name, but they signed a deal with a channel in Japan called, I believe it's Abema. So both shows are going to be on that channel in Japan. But the news that came out of it that was interesting is the great Muta basically kind of came out and said that there might be a working agreement between WWE and Noah. Is very interesting because... well, this WWE might be open to working with another organization. That's first off. But that's where we saw Shinsuke go in January when he wrestled the Great Muta.
Absolutely.
So that, I, in my opinion, that's a good thing. We'll have to see what it does. And that doesn't mean it's a guarantee. He just kind of said it like that it's a possibility that there's potential working relationship there. So I'm very anxious to see what this means. Or I shouldn't say anxious. I'm curious to see what this means. So we'll have to find out.
You know Corey, right? Because like he's just so incredibly hilarious all the time. And he said in the chat, I hope AJ's AEW name is End of Service.
Oh, gotcha. Nice. Yeah, I guess. So yeah, that's the really only thing I was going to say about the deal. And I mean, it's good that there's going to be more wrestling for fans in Asia. So that's good.
I'm always happy to see people getting the opportunity to enjoy wrestling. Yeah. I know. It's so wonderful. It's funny, right? Like me mm-hmm. being happy for other people. Yeah. You guys on Twitter, you weirdos, you should try this, you planks. Jesus.
Yeah. So other than that, like the only other thing that I thought was interesting today is kayfabe was added to the Merriam-Webster dictionary today.
What does it say?
kayfabe, noun, the tactic agreement between professional wrestlers and their fans to pretend that the overtly staged wrestling events, stories, characters, etc. are genuine. Broadly, an agreement to behave as if something is real, sincere, or genuine when it is not.
Behave.
Yeah. So, there you go.
Did Faithful Selects report this?
Or? No, well, no, it was just a, I don't know.
Rob Select.
Jeremy Lambert's the one that wrote the article, so.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, but it's in there, so good. That's cool. I would have never thought kayfabe would be in there. But jabroni was added to the dictionary in 2020, so who knows?
Is it really?
Yeah, jabroni is in the dictionary, yes. So, well, Maggie, let's talk AEW WrestleDream and Dynamite.
Please, let's talk about this.
All right.
So, the first match we're getting is Ricky Stark versus Wheeler Yuta. So, the thing that led to this was that after the Texas Death Match between Bryan Danielson and Ricky Starks on last week's Collision, after the cameras were off, they were not recording, this wasn't live, Starks and Danielson shook hands. And then Yuta went backstage to, you know, maybe kind of talk to Ricky Starks, talk him into, you know, probably joining BCC or something. But Ricky Starks didn't agree upon that. And they went back and forth, so they decided to, let's have a match, bro. So, Ricky Stark's going to have a banger with whomever. And who better than Wheeler Yuta? It's really funny because I always say that about, you know, a lot of wrestlers, but I keep saying, oh, Ricky Starks versus this guy and this guy and that guy. I want to see that and that I want to see this. But then I say the same thing about Wheeler Yuta because they're both so incredibly young and hungry and they're so good at this age, which is ridiculous. And I just want them to face everyone and I want to watch them face everyone. And now they're facing each other. It's going to be a ridiculously good match, and I can't wait for it. What do you think?
Oh, I agree. I agree with everything you just said. Who you got winning? I got Ricky Starks.
Well, Ricky Starks lost to Danielson. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say Ricky Starks. I am bummed to see Wheeler Yuta lose, but I don't think it's about him. Well, his whole person, like his whole thing in the BCC is that when he loses, the BCC beat him up like to the ground. Then he, you know, walks right up. This is the exact thing that he said in his confrontation with Ricky Starks. He said that BCC beat his ass. They make him bleed and then he dusts himself off and, you know, continues, you know, with his thing. So this is going to be pretty much exactly what happens here. Wheeler Yuta, way to go on predicting your own future. So, yes, yeah. I have Ricky Starks here as well.
Well, we got another super chat from our good friend Amber. She says, happy National Coffee Day, friends. Which
is it?
Yeah, it is.
Is it Coffee Day?
Yep.
I've only drank three coffees today.
Oh, I only had one. Which pay-per-view PLE are you looking forward to this weekend? I'm looking forward to Wrestle Dream the most, but they both look amazing.
Both pay-per-views have amazing, amazing cards. And yeah. If it weren't for Becky, because I'm so happy, I'm so looking forward to seeing Becky and Tiffany Stratton. But I feel like both pay-per-views will be absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
But Wrestle Dream, because it's in Seattle and I'm, you know.
Yeah, no, and I knew that was going to be your answer there, but the the biggest reason, like, why I'm looking forward to Wrestle Dream is because of Zack Sabre Jr. and Bryan Danielson.
Get the hose.
I mean, this is going to be the first time that they've wrestled since a singles match since March of 2009 or 2010.
Yeah, I was going to see, second match between the two, but all in all, let's treat it like a first time
event. I mean, that's what it's going to feel like.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's been a long time. So
it's been a while. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Thank you, sweetie, for the super chat. We appreciate you so much.
Yeah. So very anxious for that. So I think that's a match I'm looking forward to the most for sure.
Yeah. Yes. We're going to talk about the match in length. The second match we're getting is a four-way tag team match for a future AEW World Tag Team Championship opportunity. So it's the Young Bucks versus the Guns versus Lucha Brothers and Orange Cassidy and Hook.
This match is going to slay.
Fly.
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 It is.
I feel like Orange Cassidy and Hook should win.
I'd be okay with that, but I think I think the Young Bucks actually going to get the win.
With them being triple, you know.
I forgot they're the Ring of Honor.
The Ring of Honor, the trio champions. I don't think they will.
You're right.
I don't think they will.
I changed my mind because I forgot they were the Ring of Honor trios champs.
How can you forget that?
Because
it just happened. But
I don't really care for Ring of Honor that much anymore.
I get it. I think Orange Cassidy and Hook will win this match.
I'd be okay with
like
that.
They're the only team that hasn't, you know, gotten anywhere near those championships. So I think they're gonna, because like they're a fresh tag team. And I feel like they still have no idea which direction they're going towards, you know, with those championships, because like I don't want FTR to lose those championships like ever. But like Orange Cassidy and Hook will be an amazing I want to see Hook in the ring with FTR. That's just like
that would be fun.
Yeah.
But I want Hook and Orange Cassidy to win, but I actually see the Guns going back to their feud with the FTR too. I could see that. Well, because FTR, when they came back, they just took the titles right back and the Guns kind of went away for a little bit. They didn't get like any rematches. They just went on to a different feud. So in a way I could see them going right back to FTR now, but
well, I mean, they're never going to be irrelevant because they're with Cardboard Jay White. So they're never going to be irrelevant when they're with him.
Yeah. So you have Orange Cassidy and Hook. And I do think Orange Cassidy and Hook are going to get the victory, but I can totally see the Guns winning, but I'm going with Orange Cassidy.
I can see anyone winning in this match because it's going to be a really awesome match, but
yes,
Orange Cassidy and Hook, like that's a team where they, you know, Hook doesn't share his Doritos with people. Okay. Like he shared them with Orange Cassidy.
Yeah. That's a big stepping stone.
Yeah, that's a big thing. Also, they teased teaming up together. So this is going to be the first time they actually are teaming with each other. And so the thing is, I think that FTR winning a match against Orange Cassidy and Hook will be A, really fun. The match is going to be great. And B, it's going to be a really fun feud, mini feud, to bring FTR towards their next thing. Because I'm they're not dropping the titles to Orange Cassidy and Hook.
Yeah.
But if they get over so much that they eventually do drop the titles to them, it's going to be really fun. But Orange Cassidy did beat Matt Jackson, Austin Gunn, and Penta on Dynamite. Because they had that, four-way match. OC went over. And I kind of feel like this will happen on Sunday as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. The next match we have is the AEW TBS Championship. Chris Statlander defends against Julia Hart. Chris Statlander is not losing.
No.
I love what they're doing to Julia Hart right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering where the House of Black are. I know.
Alistair, sure.
I know Matthews is in Australia.
Yep. And Malachi's hurt.
Malachi's hurt and Brody's hurt, right?
I believe he is. Well, now I can't remember now.
No, Brody's hurt after Wembley. He got hurt.
Oh, that's right. Wrist. Yep, that's right. Sorry.
Yeah, so Malachi. I have no idea where Malachi is.
He's hurt. He's hurt.
Okay.
He announced it just recently in an Instagram post that he's dealing with either a shoulder or a hamstring issue. I cannot remember what it was.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But I just miss the House of Black. I really do. I know that everyone loves, the Acclaimed and Daddy Ass. That whole arena, Wembley, just blew up the moment they won those trio championships. But I just adore House of Black so much. I didn't want them to lose ever.
Yeah.
I just miss House of Black. Yeah, Chris Statlander is winning here. But Julie Hart's been doing excellent work on TV.
So today, Maria May of Stardom, she did a cryptic video saying that she had to catch a flight after her match on Saturday. Mm. And somebody asked her if she was you got to fly back to the UK. She said something to the effect of no, she was going somewhere else. So I don't like it when this stuff happens, because I think they make it too obvious, it's not going to happen. But let's see this. Do you think Mariah May, it was hinted by Fightful Select a few weeks, not hinted, it was reported by Fightful Select a few weeks ago that Mariah May was being looked at by AEW to be possibly brought in. Do you think we will see Mariah May at AEW WrestleDream this Sunday?
I do, but what I think and what will happen are two totally different things. I think a lot of things could happen, but they probably, they usually don't.
So my question is, do you think she'll be there? If you were to guess.
If I were to guess, no.
I know Tony's going for a surprise. So I'm going to say yes, she'll be there.
So it's AJ Lee, right? That's the most surprise, right?
No, she's not going to be.
CM Punk goes and AJ Lee comes. That's a fair trade. I will take that.
Well, if she is, she's not going to do it in Seattle. But anyways.
Why? I would do it in Seattle.
I know you would, but she's not going to be in Seattle. But Mariah May, I think, is going to debut. I see it.
I would hope so. I just don't like to get my hopes up.
Yeah, I know.
I thought the same thing about Mercedes Moné.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, I get it. I do.
Yeah.
I have Statlander winning.
Yeah. Okay. So next we have the Ring of Honor World Championship and Strong Openweight Championship on the line. Eddie Kingston defending both titles against Shibata. This will be an interesting match because it's such a clash between totally different styles. I have Eddie Kingston winning.
Yeah, they're not going to take that title off Eddie Kingston right now, right away.
Both titles.
Yeah.
Both titles.
And I think Shibata's
not going anywhere.
And I believe Shibata's going back, so.
But he is pure champion.
Yeah. So. But yeah, what I'm saying is
Shibata's. But Shibata's pure champion and Ring of Honor pure champion. So he needs to drop the championship to someone before he goes. Who do you think he drops that championship to?
Is this not title versus title?
You're not listening to me. Shibata is Ring of Honor pure champion.
Yeah. But I thought...
Yeah, and Eddie Kingston is defending the Ring of Honor championship and Strong Openweight championship.
Okay, gotcha. I'm sorry. I just...
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah.
I
misunderstood.
Yeah, so Shibata, if he goes back to Japan, he needs to drop that pure championship.
Yes, he'll drop it. It's just...
Yeah, but who? Who do you think he drops it to?
Who knows? I don't freaking know.
Woods. I would be happy to see Josh
I'd be fine
Woods
with that.
Pure champion again.
Yeah. So Shibata's title is not on the line, so we know that, but...
No, he's not. No, it's not.
No, I said I said it's not.
It's not, but like that's the weird thing because both championships that Eddie Kingston has are on the line, and Shibata isn't defending his championship.
Yeah. Weird.
Yeah. Next match we have is 2 out of 3 falls matches for the AEW TNT Championship. Christian Cage, that menace, against Darby Allin. Is Darby Allin winning this match in Seattle?
No, I don't believe so.
Really?
I don't. I think Christian's winning. Christian is so popular right now. Darby Allin's popular too, but I just don't see that title changing hands. I just don't. That's me.
Well, yeah, the last time Darby Allin had a TNT championship was at Seattle, and he beat Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
The main event of Dynamite. So the possibilities of him doing it again aren't slim because AEW has, because like they have 3 homeboys on the show. And I know that all of them cannot win. So Darby Allin losing here would be the smallest of evils in my eyes. So yeah, kind of, no. Because like they did have that sit down interview with Jim Ross. It was a really, like, it's a sit-down interview with Darby Allin. Like, Christian Cage will always be the one to catch my attention more because, like, I'm one of the people that aren't that into Darby Allin, but I totally understand the charisma aspect of this entire thing. Darby Allin makes a lot of young viewers watch AEW, and I'm incredibly grateful for that. But I kind of feel like Christian Cage will retain here, and I hope to see Wardlow back.
Well, we got a super chat from our great friend Supi, and he says Christian wins and Nick Wayne betrays Darby.
Well, that's the obvious thing. Yes.
Yep.
We were getting to that. Thank you, Supi, so much for the super chat. And thank you so much for the video of Rob with the
mustache. Jesus. That was good. I laughed.
Yeah, it was. Nick Wayne will turn his back.
Yep. And that's exactly what I was going to say. So Christian wins and Nick Wayne turns his back on Mr. Darby Allin. And there you go.
But again, I would like to see Wardlow back. Please, can I? Can I have Wardlow back? Like, he's not on my... Why isn't he on my TV? Gonna be on TV when the time is right. The time is always right, you doofus. Like, what is this? Like, do you hate money? Is that it? Like, do you not want to have money? Because, like, women will pay money to see Wardlow. I'm one of the women. Give me Wardlow. I, like, all my underwear is dry all of a sudden. Like, I don't want that. Like, that, like, we have had no shenanigans on our show, Rob, and that's because Wardlow isn't on the show. Am I writing too much? Like, why is this happening? Like, why? Where is Wardlow? Like, where is Wardlow?
Hey,
so
I
next
get it.
Match is Christian.
I understand, you know, like I get it. You have your thing for Wardlow. I can't say who I have a thing for because if I do it, I'm a creep. So, because guys can't do that anymore. So, but it's Caleb Braxton. If anybody wanted to know, there you go.
Caleb Braxton's hot.
I have a crush for her. She's amazing. Yeah, now see, I forgot my train of thought.
Yeah, yes. The next match we have, who you have Christian Cage, right?
Yeah, Christian Cage.
Yeah, okay. So the next match we have is Chris Jericho, Kenny Omega, and Kota Ibushi versus Konosuke Takeshita, Sammy Guevara, and Will Ospreay. There you go. I don't get Wardlow on my television, but I do get Will Ospreay, you know, Dolph Lundgren on my television. So thank you, Mom. So
I saw Dolph Lundgren in the theater the other day. I saw Expendables 3.
Theater.
Why would you
watch Expendables 3?
Because I'm part of the Jason Statham fan club that me and my friends have. We see every Jason Statham movie in the theater. We've done this for years.
Yeah, so, like that's totally fine, but you can watch the second part. Like, why would you watch the third part? It sucks.
We go to it. It doesn't matter.
I understand. The only reason why I love the second part so much is because it was shot in Bulgaria.
Yes.
Yeah, I adore this. And there's a lot of cut scenes in that movie that show them going into a Bulgarian pub and Bulgarian chalga music is playing in the background. And I'm like, fucking what? Why is this playing in a Hollywood movie?
They filmed like a lot in Plovdiv, didn't they?
No, they haven't shot in Plovdiv, like whatsoever, nowhere near Plovdiv, no. Like a lot of Bulgarian graffiti throughout the entire movie and a lot of Bulgarian churches. Like, please, guys, if you haven't watched the movie because of me, go and watch Expendables 2. It's like there's a lot of Bulgarian speech in the movie. It's so wonderful.
You know, it's actually won more Oscars than Titanic. Okay. Speaking of Titanic, we have a Titanic. See, that doesn't even make sense. But we have a great super chat from our great friend Throwback.
We've missed you in the show. Hi, sweetie.
Yeah, we do miss you, man. I hope you're doing well. Can't wait for No Mercy. What do you guys think of Shawn Michaels' comments about CM Punk? It's interesting that he wouldn't mind having him in NXT. Love you guys. Thank you for cheering me up when I've been in no good state. Well, A, I'm sorry you haven't been in a good state, man. You know that... you know how much we care about you, so you can reach out to either one of us anytime. You know that, and I'm not the best at reaching out to people, so definitely I'll try to be better at that. But Maggie, did you see Shawn Michaels' comment on this? Did you see it from the?
I heard it briefly, but of course.
So
WWE as a whole, WWE would be stupid not to hear CM Punk out.
Oh yeah, exactly. So I'll go into it like what was said. So
yeah.
Nick Hausman, who is the CM Punk question asker, in when it comes to these media calls, he asked.
Would have guessed, huh?
Yeah, he asked HBK, he asked HBK about. If there is a risk
on the media call, right?
Yep, on the media call. If there's a risk to reward to consider, and HBK said, I'm going to read the exact quote. He goes, "Of course, we'd welcome him here in NXT. My guess is he would probably want to go to the main roster. I always enjoyed working with Phil. Didn't get to do it much. I understood him. Whether you want to stay there, were similarities in us. I can't lie. We were at TV, and he once pulled out his wallet on the spot and." An autograph that I signed for him in a hotel that he still had. I've always liked him. I understand he's a different kind of cat and can sometimes be challenging to get along with people, but that is probably why I like them, because I suffer from the same thing. Obviously, that's for people to decide higher up on the food chain than I am. He's a guy that does numbers and makes money. That would be a risk-reward ratio that, from a company standpoint, they'd have to consider. When it comes to, would we want take him in NXT and have him on our television? Are you kidding me? Of course I would. I just don't think anybody would let me. Who wouldn't take that kind of star power? I don't know. If I get in trouble for that, I will let you know.
Well, see, Shawn Michaels has never not gotten in trouble for these media calls. Like, he just doesn't care. He says whatever the hell he wants, and he flat out, you know, leaks stuff. And when I say leaks, he just says so. Like, he says stuff that he's not supposed to on those media calls, and I absolutely love it. See, Shawn Michaels isn't dumb.
No.
He also got away with a lot of stuff, and that's because, like, he knew the right people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of, you know, the huge difference between Punk and Shawn Michaels. I love what Shawn Michaels has been doing in NXT. And if I want to see what he does next, because I feel like it's kind of been working. Like, say what you want about NXT, but they put time and effort in that women's division. And this will always be something that's a winning thing in my book.
Yeah.
Because AEW doesn't give a shit. Like, might as well say it's been 4 years, guys. It's been 4 years, and they just do not give a crap. They don't want to book women's wrestling, and that's it. Like, they have a huge show, and they have one women's match. They have one women's match on Dynamite, on Collision, and on Rampage. That's 2 hour shows and an hour of Rampage. Like, that's probably a four hour show, Wrestle Dream, and they will still have one women's match. And that's the kind of disrespect that I will never.
There's a chance they could add something on the.
On the pre-show, okay. Right?
Possibly,
no.
Yeah.
No,
like, you're talking about the actual card. Okay, gotcha. I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
I won't take this. Like, and people, I know people will be like, "Well, that's progress." Look, fuck that progress, man. That's not progress. Like, that's the main card. You know, like, when Saraya won that championship at Wembley, it was such a feel good moment. And on that media scrum right after the show, people asked her, "You've just had 4 matches. Are you willing to, you know, put in the work now that you're, you know, a women's champion?" No, they didn't phrase it like this. But, like, they say, "What are we going to expect from you?" And, like, she hasn't quit on TV. She hasn't. She was not on Dynamite.
Yeah.
Like, I know. I'm so sorry that she just got her gear stolen. And that's a really shitty thing for someone to do. Like, whoever still Saraya's gear, please give it back. Like, that sucks. I mean, that's probably the reason why she isn't wrestling, right?
I assume that's one of the reasons, but I mean,
yeah,
don't
one know. Yeah, one of the reasons probably is, yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I'm just ranting a lot because, like, every time someone new wins that championship, we go, "Oh, well, now they're going to do something with that women's division because, like, they cannot possibly put the title on her and not do anything with it." But they still do it. They gave the championship to Saraya, probably the biggest talent they have in that women's locker room, probably the biggest star they have there. And they still do nothing with it. I'm just pissed off. They just don't give a crap about their women's division.
Yeah. And we do have another super chat. Jade said she wants to work. She wants to work. Sorry, did I cut? I thought you were done. Were you done?
I am done.
Okay, I didn't know. I thought maybe you still had something to say. Jade says she wants to work with the top women in WWE. AEW never gave her that chance. It doesn't look good for Tony Khan's booking. No. And we'll get into, like, and you're exactly right. She did not get to work with, like, your Britt Baker, your...
No, she didn't.
So, and, like, some of the other names. So, it's you're exactly right. Tony Storm, you know, I mean, if she worked with Toni Storm, it was just her squashing Toni Storm, if anything. But yeah, and we'll get into like what we think Jade's going to do here pretty soon.
Yeah, well, we started talking about Chris Jericho, Kenny Omega,
yeah,
versus Takeshita, Sammy Guevara, and Will Ospreay. We got way off track.
Yeah.
Like, it's been 4 hours. Okay, so, yeah.
Yeah, did we ever pick who was going to win that match?
No. Like I said, Will Ospreay, Dolph Lundgren, and then we started talking about, like, so many other stuff, but not the actual match. Yeah, so, what's going to happen here? Because 2 times I picked Kenny Omega to win, and 2 times he lost. So what the fuck is happening now? This is the hard one. This is a really hard one.
I think Kenny Omega gets, I think Kenny Omega's team gets the win here. And you're right. I've picked Kenny Omega's the past 2 times as well.
Yeah. So fool me once, shame on me. Fool me once. You know, I don't know.
Shame on me. Yeah, I gotcha.
Is it the other way around?
I don't know. I don't care.
I don't know. I don't give a crap. I don't care.
Subi says Chris Jericho is getting pinned by Sammy.
Ooh, that's a good thing. Because Sammy didn't win against Chris. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
So. But like, okay, Chris and Sammy, Kenny and Will and Kota Ibushi and Takeshita, right? Because like, yeah, it was Takeshita who, you know, hurt Kota Ibushi and his dojo.
Yep. The dojo. Yeah,
the dojo. Don Callis and Takeshita, actually, both of them beating up. Like they went to Japan.
Yeah. Don Callis is such a good prick on TV. I just like, even I just want to beat the hell out of him. That just shows how good he is.
He's probably such a huge sweetheart. Is he a sweetheart? Because I kind of feel like he's a sweetheart.
He probably is. To an extent. I mean, there's some things that that have allegedly happened that doesn't sound like it, you know, but who knows?
Yeah, okay, probably. But Guevara pinning Chris Jericho is a wonderful way to do it.
Yeah.
Kudos to Supi. Yeah. This is the right thing to do.
All right. So you have, who do you have winning? You have
Takeshita, Sammy, and Willow.
Okay. And I'm going with Omega Squad. Okay. So we finally have something there different. There we go.
Next up, we have the two on one handicap match for the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championships. MJF will defend against the Righteous, Vincent and Dutch. Okay, there's a lot of stuff to unpack here. First of all, MJF and Adam Cole had a fishing segment with Paul White. Okay, I laughed so hard at this.
I did too, yeah.
Like, it's the kind of ridiculous bullshit that gets over with me so much. Like, what the hell was Paul White doing in the water?
Yeah. Yeah,
like,
I know.
He was with a ducky thing. Like, what do you call
it? Yeah, and his Captain Insano outfit, too. So
yeah, in a Captain Insano outfit. And I'm like, what? Okay, like, what is happening? Like, none of this makes sense, and I love it. Like, this is so stupid. And he was like, hey, Max, did you get me on a boat so you can hit me with the, you know, dynamite diamond ring and, put, like, throw me into the water? Like, that's an insanely specific thing.
Yeah.
Like, and Alex Palowski on the AEW post show said the exact same thing that I thought about in my head, because like we're like everyone who was massive fan of South Park immediately made that relation. You know, when Cartman wanted to kill Kyle with a wiffle ball bat, he put him in the boat and he was like, we have wonderful weather, right? And he's like, and Kyle's like, okay, kill me if you want to. I'm not going to do anything about it. He just turned his back on it. And Cartman was like, because the wiffle ball bat is going to take a while. I immediately thought of that. And I'm so glad that I wasn't the only one, because Alex Palowski mentioned this on the post show. And I was like, fucking yes! I thought about this as well. This was an incredibly funny segment. I don't care if you don't like this. You're just hate fun, okay? Yeah. I know it's goofy, but like it's MJF and Adam Cole. They're supposed to be goofy. They got the kangaroo kick over, a double clothesline, which sucks. It looks incredibly bad, and it's a stupid move, and they got it over. So that's a wonderful thing. Yeah. So they were in the segment, and Adam Cole was like, well, I need surgery. I didn't think that he did, but like I thought it's a kayfabe thing. Didn't think but it's, he really is hurt. He really will have surgery. Yep. So that sucks. Yep. Obviously. The thing worth noting here was that Jay White came out finally after, you know, Adam Cole went backstage with Roderick Strong in the Kingdom. It's okay. They got reunited and MJF was like, I get it, bro. Like, part of being a real bro is admitting that you have other bros and stuff.
You know, so what I kind of want to see here, so I don't know how long it'll take for Adam Cole to come back. I don't know how long this takes, how long the surgery is, or how long the recovery time is.
Mm-hmm.
What I'd kind of like...
Broke his ankle in three places. Spots.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what the recovery time is, but I would love more than anything... it's not going to happen because it's something I want to happen. But what I was like hopeful for is whoever MJF is kind of feuding with Bullet Club Gold, you know, let's say that's what's going on here. This is what happens. I'm hoping that he's still feuding with them in time. And when Adam Cole comes back, he's actually with the Kingdom and they kind of team up with MJF to take on Bullet Club Gold, you know, eventually. It's not going to happen. That's me just kind of daydream booking.
Yeah, okay. I get it. But the thing that people were talking about most after the show was that at the end of the show,
the mask.
Four people were attacking MJF, and the fifth one came out wearing MJF's mask.
Mm-hmm.
They're all beating up Jay White. So the person wearing the MJF devil's mask was not MJF. And
correct.
It was specifically like they made sure that we knew that this isn't MJF.
Yes.
Because that is so not MJF. So who do you got?
The best theory I've seen, it was Britt Baker. And if you look at somebody did a zoom, like they zoomed in on the photo and whoever it was, like had a hair bun going on, I believe, or had their hair up, something like that. So, I think it's Britt Baker. I think I like that. So we'll have to see.
Okay. So my theory, I have two theories, but one of them is Goofy and the other one is...
Oh, Goofy. Disney.
Yes.
The AAW sign with Disney. Okay.
Yeah, sure. The first theory is all five WWE members that were fired.
Oh, sure.
Mace, okay. Mansoor, Shelton Benjamin, Dolph Ziggler, and Ali. That's the five people. That's what that's the first thing, and it's not. I don't think so, but it's kind of funny because there were exactly five people. Okay.
Yeah.
And the other is the person behind the mask, Adam Cole. And the other people were the Kingdom, Roderick Strong, and Kyle O'Reilly.
Yeah, I mean, I can see why you're dreaming about that, but the person that was behind them, and granted, they could always change it because I saw Sean's tweet that like it can be pretty much anybody right now, and they can always change it. Like what they did, like
Adam Cole has a bun.
He does, but that person was small.
You know the Twitter saying that Adam Cole is small.
Well, no, I do, but that person was like, if you look, that person was like smaller and.
Well, have in mind that person has had to be without crutches. So in kayfabe, they can do the thing that he was not having surgery in the show, actually having surgery, but like he was pretending to have, you get what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, these are the two theories that I have. I have not seen the Britt Baker theory, which is really funny. I haven't seen that one, but it's an interesting take. So, whatever they decide, I always give them the benefit of the doubt because, they're good at this.
And as Bonker said in the chat, it could be Bullet Club Gold, too. You know? Maybe.
Why?
I know. I'm just saying, you don't know. It could be other Bullet Club, regular Bullet Club. Who knows?
Regular Bullet Club. Oh, yeah. So it was.
I don't know. That's the thing. That's what I love about this. This
is Bay. Yeah, there you go. Chris
I love Bay. It. It's Carl Anderson, Luke Gallows.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that was obviously ages ago, right?
Yeah. Luke Gallows was on his knees fighting. We just didn't catch it because, he's just too tall.
Yeah.
David Finley.
Sure.
We can dream, sure. Right?
Hey, Finley, he has a bun.
Yeah, he does. All right. Okay. So
yeah, everyone has.
So, anyways, who wins MJF's match?
I'm sorry. We got way off track again.
We don't do that often, so that's okay.
Yeah, that's weird, right? Well, the Righteous aren't winning as much as I would like to because they're so great. Am I the only one in love with the Righteous? I adore their music.
A couple of you out there.
Their segments remind me of Bray Wyatt. You know, the thing that they do? It's like the way it's shot. It just reminds me of Bray Wyatt. And that's probably one of the reasons why.
That could be a good point there. That person could have been Bennett, Maria Kanellis, instead of Britt Baker.
I mean, that's just what I said.
I know, but I'm just saying, now that I had to see somebody else say it, I guess, for it to make sense.
Thank you. Story of my life. Well, the Maggie, a man had to say it in order for me to listen to you. Thank you, Rob. That's so sweet of you. I love today.
I was joking that with that comment, but I'm just saying, I didn't, you know what? Let's move on because I'm not going to win either way.
I'm sorry, sweetie. I got what you're saying. It's fine.
I didn't add them up right. That was the thing. I didn't put, there were five people, but I wasn't including her. Even though you said her, I just wasn't thinking about.
Well, I didn't say her, but she was a part of, the kingdom. I said the kingdom.
Yeah, and I wasn't thinking about her at all. So I know
it's
that's
fine. Weird. It's absolutely fine. You're good. You're good. Okay.
Yeah. I'm gonna get yelled at after the show, guys. So,
I'm gonna get yelled at whoever is trying to send me my package from a year ago and it's still not here.
Okay. I got MJF winning.
Christmas stuff. Yeah. Yes, MJF will win. MJF will absolutely win. I don't know how this will work, the 2-on-1, but this will probably make MJF an even better heel. Even better baby face.
Yeah.
Because people adore him, and after this match, after he wins, he's probably gonna cheat a lot. Don't get me wrong, but theirs comeback, he's ours comeback. So
yeah.
that's probably why. MJF, I have MJF.
We have a super chat from our good friend Tom Talks Rubbish. Make sure you subscribe to his channel. He has really good interviews.
Make sure you subscribe to Tom's channel. Tom, we need to talk about scheduling, a time because last time didn't work for both of us. So let's reschedule and do something in the near future.
He says, thank you for being nice people.
Thank you, Tom, for you being a nice person. I always cut Rob off when he reads super chats, but now I don't feel bad because he thinks that women's opinions don't matter.
Jesus Christ, that's going to be good.
Let's move on. I love you, sweetie. Don't take it personally.
No,
FTR, I know. FTR defending their AEW World Tag Team Championships against Aussie Open. I have FTR here, but this match is... Give me this all the time. I cannot wait. Imagine if Aussie Open actually win this match.
I could see it, but I don't think
I can see it.
Yeah.
I can see it, but FTR are probably going to retain, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, probably.
Yep. FTR.
Yeah, I have FTR. Yeah.
Yeah, FTR wins.
I'm going to play it safe. FTR. Yeah. Next match, we have the second homeboy, Swerve Strickland against Hangman Adam Page.
Swerve's winning.
Win this one. Hangman is part of the Ring of Honor Trio of Champions.
Yep.
So I kind of feel like he doesn't need this win, but Swerve does. Because Swerve's been losing a lot, and I hate this.
Yep.
Like, I love Swerve so much. His presentation is awesome. Prince Nana's there with his music and everything. This is so amazing. Like, people are starting to fall in love with Prince Nana. Mm-hmm. And this just makes the balance, you know, because you have Swerve, who's such a heel in a...
The balance of the force.
Yeah. No, I was talking about Twin Peaks balance.
I know, I'm joking.
Yeah, I mean, they're in Seattle. Everything is about Twin Peaks in Seattle. So, or at least it should be. And then you have Prince Nana, who's such a, you know, ridiculously wonderful dancer and everything. Yeah, Swerve needs to win here. I would have absolutely no idea what they will do with him if he actually loses. But it's going to become a self-fulfilling prophecy if they have Swerve lose. And they're going to boot him out of the building if Swerve loses also. Because Darby Allin already lost because he's not winning. Yeah. In our books. Okay. Yep. So Swerve needs to win this.
Yeah.
Main event? You go with Swerve also?
Yeah. So I'm going with Swerve.
Yeah. Probably the main event. Did they say that that's going to be in the main event?
They haven't, but I assume it is because MJF's defending the title.
But it's Swerve and Hangman probably, but no.
Yeah. No, it's going to be Danielson Sabre.
This is going to be the main event.
Yeah.
Okay, so Bryan Danielson versus Zack Sabre Jr. This holy technical wrestling god. That's going to be such a masterpiece. I cannot wait for this match. I'm expecting this to be my match of the year. I'm not going to lie. Like, we've had Will Ospreay against Kenny Omega 2 times. We've had Charlotte and Rhea Ripley. Like, we've had so many wonderful matches this year. This one, please, yes. Like, this one.
Who are you going?
I don't know. Like, I would hope Bryan Danielson because it's Washington.
I got Zack Sabre Jr. winning.
I do not mind Zack Sabre Jr. winning, but if this is the main event and the home person loses the main event, it's going to be really weird. And this is exactly why I feel like if Bryan Danielson is going to lose this match, I feel like Hangman and Swerve should main event because Swerve has to win. But like, they're in Washington, and like, Bryan Danielson is also from Washington. Like, he's not from Seattle, but he's from Washington.
This is, man, and now that you say that, I just... I know they're both from Washington, but or like, all three guys are Allen.
Mm-hmm. Allen, Swerve, and Bryan.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I could see them going. I could see the Washington guys going 2-1. One of them's not going to win. They're not going to go 3-0. But I think Danielson's going to end up. I just see Danielson putting Sabre Jr. over. I just see it happening. I just think that's something he wants to do.
Well, why didn't Bryan put over Ricky Starks then?
That's a good point. Why do you have to make good points, Maggie? Why the hell do you do this to me? Damn it.
Because I'm a woman.
Yeah, women are smarter.
Because I'm a woman.
Okay.
W-O-M-A-N.
damn it. I'm going to stick with my pick of Zack Sabre.
But I'm going to say Bryan Danielson, and I will not be mad if Zack Sabre Jr. wins.
That's how I feel. I will not be mad if Bryan Danielson wins. I'd be completely fine with it because I like Bryan Danielson. I'm putting my booking hat on, so that means I'm going to be wrong because I'm usually wrong when I put my booking hat on because I don't get paid to do this, so I'm not that smart at it. So I'm talking about booking, so there we go.
You are smart because you decided to keep the stash, so you're smart.
Yeah, okay, there we go. All right, so that's AEW Wrestle Dream taking place this Sunday from Seattle at the Climate Pledge Arena.
Pledge.
Maggie, are you ready?
I am.
Okay, let me find the damn video now. Here we go.
Yeah, this will always be the Loch Ness Monster for me, Rob. Absolutely always be the Loch Ness Monster. Okay, so guys, this little hot piece of fur, and I'm talking about the dog also. Obviously, I'm talking about the dog. This wonderful, wonderful doggy. So this little child was playing at their backyard. So at some point, the parents went in the backyard to check on, you know, the kid, and the kid was gone, and they flipped out because, like, who wouldn't? They're like their parents, and they got search parties, they called the police, they called, you know, the authority figures and everything. So they eventually found the toddler sleeping on the tummy of one of the dogs. Like, this is one of the dogs that the family had. The other dog, you know, dog was sleeping. And the toddler was sleeping on their belly in the woods, like a couple of yards away from their backyard. And, you know, when the authorities went to, you know, to grab the toddler, and one of the dogs was like, so it's not a good thing to wake up a sleeping baby and everything. So it's like such a mix of emotions here because your baby's gone. Okay, it's not a baby, but it's toddler. Your kid is gone. And you go crazy. And you're like, okay, so where's my kid? And then you find the kid with both your dogs. By the way, they didn't say, oh, my two dogs are gone. No, my kid is gone. So the dogs were gone too, people. Like, just FYI. So the dogs were gone, but like they were protecting the child. And that's so awesome because, like, of course, the child went away into the forest. And the dogs were like, well, we can't make the child not go in the forest.
Yeah.
Because we'll, like, if we tear its, you know, its diapers, it'll go poopy in the forest. So let's not do that. So let's just go with the child. I didn't say any bad word.
I'm just like, does the bear shit in the woods? I don't like it.
Yeah.
What does it keep?
Does the toddler shit in the woods? Yeah.
It's like, well.
So they were like, well, then we're going to protect the baby because, like, that's what animals do. Animals adore, like, little children who cannot protect themselves. So yeah, the dogs great. Went. Was, what?
I said, yeah, they probably say they taste great. The animals. Oh, I'm just making a joke here. Come on.
I know. So, like, the doggies decided to, you know, to keep the toddler safe. And then the toddler was like, yeah, fuck this shit, I'm tired, and just went to sleep. And then, you know, the dogs were there to protect the boy. I'm sorry, the kid. I'm so, so happy that the kid is okay. But, like, probably, you know, not the best idea.
You could put an Apple AirTag on the kid.
Sure. What? No, I know. So yeah, hooray for dogs once again on the show. We love dogs.
We love dogs. We love pups.
Puppy.
Yep, we do.
Let's talk about NXT No Mercy, Rob.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
Mechanics Bank Arena, Bakersfield, California. Did I say that correctly?
That sounds right.
Mechanics Bank Arena? Does this sound right? Because it doesn't feel right.
I'm going to check, but it sounds right to me.
Thank you. Okay. First of all, we have the four-way tag team match for the NXT Tag Team Championships. Tony D'Angelo and Channing Stax Lorenzo, which are the champions, defending against Lucian Price and Broko Nima. They're with scripts, by the way. Versus the Creed Brothers versus Los Latorios, which is Humberto Carrillo. Yes, and Angel Garza.
Yep.
I don't see Tony D and Stax losing their championships.
Nope.
But because, like, I feel like they just got those championships, but they didn't. They just haven't done anything with them.
Correct.
That's the sad truth. So I can probably see them putting those championships back to the Creed brothers, because Julius Creed is just a different animal. Mm-hmm. And every time I say that, I just want to see those two on the main roster. But then I think, well, is Brutus main roster ready? Because Julius is.
Julius is. Brutus, I don't Julius think
so. Yeah, but like Brutus, like I don't want them to split up because they're an amazing tag team. But when they eventually go to the main roster, they are facing an inevitable split and a feud between the two of them. That's top-notch main roster booking. So I'm not ready for them to split up. And I don't know. I Tony D and Channing retaining. That's what I think. Also, like Lucian Price and Broko Nima, like they're good in the ring. I don't get the fact that they're with scripts.
Yeah.
This like them unmasking scripts was a big mistake, because if scripts just disappeared. Like he just stopped existing in NXT, and then this is, you know, the Sommelier. And this is him playing himself, not, you know, in under the name of scripts, because he was a goofy person, like doing graffiti in the air and like leaving bad messages on your answering machine. Like that's a weird thing, and now he's this. Like, he's all street stuff. And, like, it makes no sense. That's what I'm saying. Like, they could have been totally different personas in NXT. That's all I'm saying. But yeah. I like them together. I'm not saying that they're not right for each other. Future tag team championships, probably, but still, like, they're not ready still. So Tony D and Stax, probably.
Yep, I agree with that. Yeah. We can move on to the next one now.
So the next match is the NXT North American Championship. Okay, Dominic Mysterio versus Trick Williams. So, Trick Williams beat Joel Gacy on NXT television. And then he was like, well, I'm really confident in myself. So he knocked on Shawn Michaels' door. And later in the show, that he's added to the triple threat, which is Tyler Bate, Axiom, and Dragon Lee, which was a match to determine the number one contender for the NXT North American Championship. So,
why is
Dragon Lee in this match? Why is Dragon Lee in this match?
I don't know. But
why is Dragon Lee in this match?
I don't know, okay. But I knew he wasn't going to win.
Okay, so you have Mustafa Ali beating Dragon Lee in a number one contenders match for the North American Championship. Dragon Lee loses. Mustafa Ali is number one contender. Then the week after that, Dragon Lee has a match with Dominic Mysterio on Raw for the same North American Championship. Why?
Because the people that book WWE like main roster don't watch NXT.
Yes, sure. Yeah. So like Mustafa Ali was really pissed off about that. And he was like, well, I'm going to be on Raw, you know, to make sure no shenanigans happen or whatever. So Mustafa Ali got fired. And Dragon Lee lost the championship match on Raw this week. It was this Monday. It wasn't a month ago, Rob. It was this Monday. Dragon Lee lost that championship match. And the other day after that, and this is on Monday, and then on Tuesday, the very next day, Rob, fucking very next day, he has another fucking championship opportunity. He's in a number one contenders match for the same title that he lost two chances to compete for. Tell me what is happening in this company. What is happening here? Why does this make sense? Why was this in why didn't he, why wasn't Trick Williams a part of the, you know, a three-way match in, you know, Dragon Lee's place? Why, like, why did he have to beat Gacy in order to feel confident so he can get what he wants, and that's gold on his shoulder? Why is this happening? How does this make sense? This has nothing to do with how amazingly good Dragon Lee is. I love Dragon Lee. Dragon Lee rocks. He's so good. Tell me, in kayfabe, which is in the dictionary now, why is this logical? Why is no one on the...
It's not.
Don't interrupt me, Rob. Even if you're agreeing with me,
you keep asking the same question.
Why does no one on that NXT roster say, "Hey, Dragon Lee, piss off! I want a championship opportunity. Like you have 5,000 in the last 3 weeks. Why is this happening?" The match was great, by the way. Trick Williams won. So it's Trick Williams against Dominic Mysterio. He's not gonna win. He's not winning. He's not going to win. Like, Dominic Mysterio is going to keep that title, and eventually Cody Rhodes is going to beat him. That's a prediction. So, I'm sorry. Like, Dominic had his best match against Dragon Lee on Raw, by the way. Best match he's ever had. Absolutely. Uh-huh. Like, there is no comparison. Probably the Seth Rollins match was, before that, his best match, but, like, it was Seth Rollins. And you're never going to have a bad match against Seth Rollins. But it was Dominic's first match, singles match. So kudos to Dominic. Against Dragon Lee, even better. So I'm just so pissed off at this. And you know, because like under this entire segment, I wrote Maggie Short Rant. If you can read that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I'm just so like, why is this happening? Well, I'm just so like, is there blood coming out of my ears? Like, can you
not
see?
Yet.
Like, but like, the match is probably gonna be pretty good. Okay, I'm hoping it's gonna be pretty good. But it's like Trick Williams has been amazing in the ring with other people that can work great. I don't think that Dominic Mysterio is one of these people. Like, Dominic Mysterio has been great in the ring with people who are ring generals and who can carry a match, so he can, you know, work with them. I'm interested to see how this match goes,
okay. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and make my prediction. Trick Williams wins the title.
Okay. I'll be glad, because I want this championship, you know, in NXT. All right, I don't know if they don't want, you know, NXT titles on Raw and SmackDown, because it's, I can see them wanting titles, NXT titles on the main roster. I can see that. But like, I'm just so incredibly pissed off. By the way, on Raw, when they started, you know, talking about past North American championships, when I say North American championship, who's the number one person that goes into your brain? Because for me, it's the only one person that they did not mention in commentary, and that's Gargano.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, Johnny Gargano.
Everyone thinks about Gargano when you think about this title, and they didn't mention him. Like, they said the names of every North American champion apart from Gargano.
Yeah.
which sucks because where the fuck is Gargano? So like that's something I wanted us to talk to about, but we're not gonna have time for that. Yeah, so then we have Bron Breakker against Baron Corbin. Bron Breakker is winning here, right? Because like Baron Corbin is in NXT to put over young talent, right? Or not? Are you gonna tell me that Baron Corbin is gonna win here?
I would love to see Baron Corbin win this match, but he's not. Bron Breakker is gonna win.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really all I can say about that match. There's really nothing like this. I like Braun. I want Baron Corbin to win, but Bron Breakker, I don't like his heel turn. I just haven't liked that. I think he's been boring as hell.
Well, Bron Breakker was boring to me even when he was a babyface.
Yes.
Like, yeah, that whole, like, that doesn't work with me. Like, it's
no.
I know, yeah, but I feel like Bron Breakker will win because, like, I feel like talking about NXT depresses you.
No, it's just, I'm thinking, like, I don't get, like, some of the booking decisions, like, especially, like, Dragon Lee, thinking about that stuff. It just, it doesn't make sense.
And I know, then,
like,
I
loved Mustafa Ali, like, you, and I love Shelton Benjamin, so I start thinking about the releases, and it's like, you know, like, I'm just, like, it's aggravating. Like,
I know, the and release. They're doing Dragon Lee no favors, by the way, because he keeps losing. Like, they give him opportunity after opportunity, and he keeps losing. Like, how does that make him look?
Yeah.
Like a exactly. loser. Like a loser. Like, he gets, like, 5,000, you know, chances, and he loses all of them. Like, no favors to Dragon
Lee.
Yeah, so they have the British Rounds Rules match for the NXT Heritage Cup. Noam Dar versus Pete Dunne. We do not say Butch here, first of all. And I hope that Pete Dunne wins this Heritage
And they
Cup.
Did say, I think I saw that Tyler Bate's going to walk out with Pete Dunne.
I did see that. But if Pete Dunne is going to walk out with Tyler Bate, I feel like Tyler Bate will cost him the match, but he's not going to do it on purpose. Like, he's going to try to help. And Pete Dunne will lose, and Noam Dar is going to... Because the metaphor have been hilarious, by the way. Like, the metaphor, they're fun. And yeah. Them without that Heritage Cup doesn't work. I don't feel like it. But I kind of want to see Pete Dunne more in NXT. I really do, because I feel... Is Sheamus hurt?
Yes, he has a bum shoulder right now, I believe.
Yeah, he has a bum shoulder. So... if they're gonna, you know, have Pete Dunne lose a bunch of matches with Ridge the Fridge, I cannot say this with a straight face. It's so ridiculous. Yeah. So if Pete Dunne winning means he stays in, stays in NXT, that's fine. But I don't want to see Pete Dunne lose all the time because, like, when he's in a tag team with, you know, with the Brawling Brutes, aka with Rich Holland, they keep losing.
Yeah, they're jobbers now.
All the time. Like, they're the jobbers, and I don't want either of these people to lose. Right. I would like to see Rich Holland back in NXT. Like, he had the shortest run in NXT history ever. Like, he came in the, you know, in the pandemic and like a little before the pandemic. And then the pandemic started. He got hurt during the pandemic. And like, it hasn't been working. Like, I want to see Pete Dunne win.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I really want that. And if that means being in NXT, then like, so be it. And call it Pete Dunne for fuck's sake. He's not Butch. Like, please, like, fuck. I want to see Pete Dunne win, but I kind of see Noam Dar winning. By the way, the match between Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate for that qualifying match, oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my, like, this should have been the final. Like, this isn't me taking a jab at Joe Coffey, because that match was also great, but like, Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne, that was the proper ending.
Yeah. It was. Yeah. So they're gonna.
Yeah, Noam Dar, but in my heart, I say Pete Dunne.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with you. But I'm actually gonna go with Pete Dunne. I just have a feeling.
I hope you're right.
Yeah. The other thing too, I was going to say, they are going to announce the NXT Women's Breakout Tournament.
They will
reveal, so they'll do that.
Do you think Jay will be a part of it?
I do not.
You don't think so?
Nope.
You think that she's gonna go straight to the main roster?
I do.
You don't? Okay.
I'll tell you why. We might as well talk about it. NXT Women's Championship Extreme Rules match. Becky Lynch versus Tiffany Stratton. Tiffany Stratton's going to win this match because Jay Cargill is going to cost Becky Lynch the title. There you go.
Well, I think that Becky Lynch will win this championship and then gets confronted by Jade. And Becky Lynch and Jade close out. Because in my eyes, this will be the main event of the show. Not Carmelo Hayes and Ilya Dragunov. I think Becky Lynch will Tiffany will. Yeah, I think they will main event this match. They have to. And Jade will come and confront Becky. And Jade will be the one to dethrone Becky so that Becky can go out to WrestleMania without that NXT championship to face Rhea Ripley.
We did forget about this.
I did not see that. Yeah. Thank you, Sean, sweetie. Yeah, of course, Blair Davenport is going to win this match. Like, there's no second opinion here. I feel like Becky Lynch will win. Okay. Tiffany Stratton, I feel like she can go straight to the main roster. While Becky Lynch spends time in NXT, and Jade will confront Becky in the end of the match, and this is how No Mercy will end. But before that, we have Carmelo Hayes versus Ilya Dragunov.
I just want to add to that, like the Jade Cargill Becky Lynch thing. I think what's going to happen is I think Becky Lynch is going to lose his title at NXT, and what it's going to do is kind of set Jade Cargill up. Like they're not going to face each other. Like they're not going to have a solo singles match until Survivor Series. Is what I think is going to happen.
That's two months away.
I know. That's why Jade can still work at the Performance Center and do her thing. That's just the way I see it. That's just me. I'm not the best booker.
So you're saying that Jade will go to NXT to cost Becky Lynch the NXT Women's Championship match just so they have a match on the main roster, not for any title?
I think so. That's what I'm thinking.
I feel like Jade wants gold.
She does, and she'll get that gold eventually, but she wants to be the main person. Like Becky Lynch is still the face of WWE, and I think that's what she's going for.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my opinion. Jade Cargill, in my opinion, is going to win the Rumble.
I can see that happening also.
So that's where she's going to get her match. I don't know if it's going to be main event because of the whole Rock situation now, but there we go.
Oh my God. Imagine Jade like leaving AEW to WWE and she immediately main events WrestleMania. Oh my God.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. Do you know
I'm not saying it would happen. It wouldn't surprise me.
The October 10th edition of NXT will go head-to-head with AEW Dynamite because they will be on the same day because, like, Dynamite is going to be on a Tuesday.
I forgot about that.
I can see Jade being in the main event just for, you know, for pity's sake.
Oh, I could see that, too, now that you say that. That's a good point.
Yeah. And that's why I said, because like this is a really excellent point that Jeremy made on the spotlight yesterday. And I agree with what he said because it really makes sense. On that very episode, not only Jade beats Becky on that episode for the NXT Championship, but Cody Rhodes beats Dominic Mysterio for the North American Championship. And they end the show with both of them, the AEW guys lifting WWE gold at the end of the show with AEW running.
That sounds like Jeremy. That sounds like Jeremy Lambert.
Lambert booking. Like, yeah, but it's that, so
he wants I, the I fire. Like it. I do. I mean, it sounds good.
It sounds really good. I'm not gonna say that the Cody thing will happen, but that Jay thing can happen.
Eric sends a super chat, says, not sure if I'm in time, but hi, everybody. Hey, Eric,
how are you doing? Time, Eric. Thank you, sweetie, for joining in. So that's what I think was is going to happen. But the other match that we have is the NXT Championship, Carmelo Hayes versus Ilya Dragunov. And I actually think that Ilya Dragunov wins here.
Damn it. I was hoping to go first because I think Dragunov's going to win the title too.
I feel like it's Carmelo Hayes' time to go to the main roster.
This is what I was going to say. Yeah. I think that Trick was going to win the title. Carmelo was going to be out of the title. And Trick was going to beat down Carmelo. That way he's the heel and all this. And Carmelo was eventually going to go to the main roster pretty soon. But they were going to have a feud before he left. It was my opinion.
Yeah,
they've been teasing it.
I can see that they do have friction with each other. Like Carmelo Hayes doesn't give a crap that his best friend has a championship opportunity. That's really crappy of Carmelo Hayes. Like, what was he doing? Was he answering trolls on Twitter?
No, he's
like, what was he like?
Talking to Bobby Lashley.
Sure, for his size and suits, right? For his suit size, right?
Maybe.
Or he was talking to Bobby Lashley about sending Kate a suit because, like, he's been wanting a suit from Bobby Lashley for a really, really long time now.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Watch NXT post shows. They're really fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so you have Dragunov. I have Dragunov.
Yes. So yes, we do.
You know what that means? We got to plug your shit.
I do need to plug my shit, guys. You can follow me on X, Twitter, or whatever. At Maggie_IK and on Instagram at Maggie.IK. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Sacrifice! 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 Sacrifice!
I made the sacrifice to keep this mustache, so that's why I got to play that video. Anyways, guys, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on Twitter or X, whatever the hell you want to call it. You can follow me on Instagram at Fightful Rob. You can follow me on Threads at Fightful Rob. And on Sunday, My Point Is returns. With myself and Seahawk, we will be back at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Central. So we will be back this weekend. So,
yay!
Yeah, so we are back. And we also have the pre-shows this weekend. 3 o'clock Eastern tomorrow for the NXT pre-show. And then 2 o'clock Eastern on Sunday for the AEW Wrestle Dream.
Pre-show. Please, guys, subscribe to Fightful Select. It's only $5 a month, and it will get you a lot of exclusive content and a lot of accurate
information.
You know, news. Information and stories and news about, you know, the business firsthand from Sean himself. So please subscribe to Fightful Select. It's only $5, and like, you can get a really nice deal. Or is it out of time? Like, is it still on?
I think he's still doing the annual deal. Right now. And you know, right now they're still giving you a good deal if you do this.
Yeah, United David States. Busters, damn it.
Sorry, too soon? I don't know. I had to. I'm sorry, Maggie. All right, guys. we'll see you guys later. Have fun
with all the wrestling this weekend, guys. We love you. Thank you.
On Fightful Select and on Sunday for My Point Is. We hope you have a great rest of your day. Maggie's also hoping to film the OC series maybe next week.
Next week with SP3. I will be recording, you know, a podcast with SP3 from True Hill Heat about OC, because like us, you know, millennials have to stick with each other.
All right. All right, guys, you guys take care. Thank you again for joining us. Leave a comment if you watch this video and hit that thumbs up. It means a lot to us. And thank you for everybody that donated a super chat. And we hope to see you very soon. Thank you. Take care.
Peace. For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.